Information Network. This is your agribusiness update. Well, Georgia peach growers are looking forward to a fruitful season as the weather this winter and spring has been near perfect for the sensitive crop. MorningAgClips.com reports this year is projected to be a much-needed comeback from the disastrous season they experienced after a late freeze in March of 2023 that took out more than 90% of the state's crop. That caused the peach industry to lose $60 million. McKinsey & Company research reveals a vast majority of American farmers have an understanding of sustainable farming and show a positive outlook for its future. Adoption of practices is correlated with perceived return on investment. Practices that require only behavioral changes, such as reduced or no-till, have the highest adoption levels at 68%. Despite the perceived benefits of sustainable practices, farmers expect costs to remain high. Republicans on the Senate Ag Committee proposed putting the government on the hook for a larger share of the policy premiums at the highest coverage level. The plan, called the Farmer Act, would inject $4.2 billion over 10 years. Premium support for revenue and yield protection at the 80% coverage level would rise from 68 to 77%. AFBF President Zippy Duvall says the Farmer Act will make higher coverage more affordable.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.